And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is a little bit after 9:20, and we're speaking with Bob Koppel, Ascensia Via Christi president and CEO here in Manhattan. He's actually in Wamego today, as I understand it, so good that he can join us here via Zoom. And we're going to talk next here in the segment about some new oncology services being offered locally, I guess probably both in Manhattan and in Wamego, right?
So actually, this is the genetic counseling clinic's actually in Manhattan. It's we actually are doing this out on our Seth Childs therapy site. So we have, it's a nurse who has some special training, and actually for especially for patients who have some family histories or some other concerns, this is a clinic that you can be referred to, and they do the genetic testing and then try to help people either take preventive steps or there may be additional screenings or whatever, but I think that the key to the genetic counseling is that these patients are then also getting they have access then to a resource that we call a nurse navigator. And so there's actually a nurse that's assigned to them, and they're going to be with them through their oncology journey. And so they'll help them kind of understand the process with appointments, just kind of navigating, because it's actually not easy to be treated for cancer. It's a lot of steps you got to go through. And so that I think, two things. One, in Manhattan, we've never had this resource. So this is the first time to even have a genetic counseling clinic here, but we've also never had nurse navigators for our oncology patients in the community. So, and it's a niche of patients. It's just not necessarily, we're not talking about thousands of people here, but for these individuals, this is actually a big deal because they previously would have had to drive to Kansas City or to Wichita, places like that to get these kind of services. And so great way to help keep people local, get their care here, and also, you know, just get some help. I mean, I think that's kind of the biggest thing. We actually started this, had our first small clinic kind of getting our feet wet in October, had another clinic in November. We have a clinic a week from today on the 17th. So it's going to be the third Friday of every month that the nurse is here to do this. And she also, I should probably kind of understand, so she kind of works under the supervision of a physician, so medical oncologist typically, and so that our local medical oncologists are also involved in this process too, which is great. So we've kind of got this off the ground. The next thing, we have for a couple of years been doing lung screening imaging. So this is a CT, CAT scan image testing. It's a screening for people who perhaps have smoked previously and there's some criteria that the insurance companies and Medicare have for that. But we're also going to be working through a process that these patients will also have access to nurse navigators. And again, it's just a support resource. We use the term a wraparound service. So it's just a way to wrap support and resources around these oncology patients, these cancer patients, to help make this pathway a little smoother. So we're pretty excited about that, hoping that that is also up and running here in January of the new year. And then kind of through 2022, our goal is we're going to have a new kind of oncology service or resource rolled out about once a quarter. So that's, again, it's just kind of we know that we have a lot of folks who leave the community for oncology services, and we'd like to try to keep more of them here, support the physicians who are in our community. And, I think we're going to be able to do this. We've already seen good positive review from the patients that went through the genetic counseling clinics in October, November. So pretty excited about that. The nurse is actually doing education for some of our community physicians next Friday when she's here. So also, like everybody else, they need to keep learning, and they're very interested, actually very supportive of this, having this resource here. So, and I think that's also going to be a nice step.
That's going to be an exciting program. And we're going to hear more from some folks on this next week. So be looking forward to that in the news here. I've got some interviews scheduled, I think, with Maggie, one of the nurse.
Maggie Ward.
Yep.
Very good.
So we'll be learning more about that. I think that's a great opportunity here, because you think about all the time missed from work, or having to haul your kids out of school to go get cancer treatment, because some people, if they're single and they got to do this, and a single mother or something like that, got to go to Kansas City. That's a whole day that you got to burn from your vacation or your personal leave, and then getting your kids out of school too, or it can be stressful. So having this service, I think, would be a real benefit.
I think there's, and you know, I think again, we have to get some infrastructure in place. We're getting that done, and I'm pretty excited about next year because I think we're going to, again, help patients who get the diagnosis, which is not good, obviously, but make that pathway a little smoother for them and hopefully make their journey a little easier.
Yeah, certainly. That's a great opportunity there. And I've seen some other news here that about the hospital this week and on maternity care. I think you guys got some pretty nice recognition on maternity care, if I'm remembering right.
So I think Tuesday, we actually got our official, recognition or we were shared with us from U.S. News. This is obviously a large national publication, but they go through and glean from data that all hospitals are submitting. And we have been identified here in Manhattan, Kansas, as being one of the top performing OB and maternity hospitals in the United States. So one, that's huge. That's a huge plug for services here in our community, huge support for that. I think, you know, importantly, and we talked about this internally, there's only three hospitals in Kansas that receive this designation. And of the three, we're the only community hospital. The other two are teaching facilities. So this is, and my leaders get tired of me saying this, but this is a big deal. Yeah. But, it's all about patient safety. And, you know, last month in November, we were recognized as being a Leapfrog A, which is the highest recognition that Leapfrog gives across the country. And that's about 27 metrics that you get scored on related to patient safety. And with the OB specifically, there's five metrics that are looked at. And it's things like, what is your C-section rate? What is your complication rate? Percent of your moms that are breastfeeding. These are like tangible, real, real things that should be important to people. And so to do well on them and to be recognized nationally, it is a big deal. I mean, it's a huge shout out for the physicians in our community that are part of our OB and maternity program, the anesthesia group that is part of that, our staff, our leaders. It's just amazing to get the recognition and also to have the opportunity to serve people. People may not be aware, we deliver right around 1,000 babies a year at the hospital here in Manhattan.
Really? I did not know that.
So, I mean, that's, by the way, that's a little abnormal for a community our size. That's high. But that's, you know, that's part of what Ascension Dia Christi Manhattan has been doing for, you know, a long time. And that's pretty consistent about, there's some years a little more, some years a little less, but, we actually see a lot of OB patients, and we certainly want them to have a very, very safe experience. And, you know, so that's something that obviously we've been working on. We've actually, again, talked internally with our leaders. I think the other thing is you go through this process of the rigor and really focusing on these things, you also learn all the other things you could do better. And so while we've gotten this great recognition, which is amazing, I think it also for us internally has shined a light on, well, what about if we move this another percentage? What if we did this one more time a year? I think there's now perhaps more work to be done for us because this really does shine a light on. The accomplishment is wonderful. It's great. So grateful and proud of our team. And then also it's like, okay, so now we know what we need to do next because we can get better.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, 1,000 babies divided by 365, that's 2 to 3 babies per day, so give or take. So I'm sure some days it's a little higher. And, you know, it's really, you mentioned the Leapfrog recognition. That banner on the side of the hospital, that's a stellar-looking banner, I must say.
That's amazing. It's amazing. I wish it were larger.
I'm surprised. I think it was last month, you mentioned to me that you were going to have a banner, and I was thinking, okay, it's just going to be something slapped on the top, and oh, that thing's huge.
Well, the most important piece of that banner is what's right in the middle, and it's the phrase that says patient safety comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has got to be our focus every single minute of every day. You always start with patient safety. So, no, very, I mean, really, really proud of our team, really happy with for this, these accomplishments. These are really two big things here, about a month, you know, of time frame. But also this is a, I mean, I think it's a, it's a, another plug for our community, because we got to do everything we can to, you know, help and serve and grow Manhattan and this region. And so these kinds of things help build that. So certainly, again, though, with a huge shout out to our team and our physicians in the community for making and facilitating all of this for happening, because this is years of work that's kind of starting to pay off. So it's a great thing to see.
Absolutely. Well, we're about out of time here, but again, remind folks, if you got any questions about anything at the hospital, healthcare.ascension.org, and you can find the Manhattan location on that website. Bob, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Brandon.
Yep, we'll talk again soon.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Stay tuned. More In Focus comes your way here in a moment on News Radio KMAN.